USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
After the U.S. Border Patrol says that more than 76,000 people tried to cross the southern border illegally in February alone, Homeland Security Secretary Kirstjen Nielsen appears today at a hearing on Capitol Hill.
In recent years, we have seen the numbers of vulnerable populations, children and families, skyrocket. Over 60% of the current flow are family units and unaccompanied alien children, and 60% are non-Mexican.
Warning that illegal immigration is spiraling out of control, Nielsen got into several heated debates with Democrats on that panel over family separations at the border and whether or not immigrant kids have been kept in cages. Authorities in Lee County, Alabama now say everyone who was unaccounted for after Sunday's tornadoes have been located. The death toll remains at 23. And this is USA Radio News.
Question, do you have a health insurance plan you are not happy with? Well, Bethany and Jason thought they were stuck. Their plan just kept getting more expensive, and Bethany's favorite doctor didn't even take that plan anymore. And then some friends at church told them about MediShare.
With our previous insurance, we were paying $1,200 a month. With MediShare, we now pay around $600 a month.
Yes, they're paying $600 less per month, and that's a pretty typical savings with MediShare. And they actually like MediShare more.
I was able to go back to my original doctor that I absolutely loved, and it's just been an absolutely beautiful thing being a part of MediShare.
Yeah, so they pay a lot less, and they like it more. No wonder MediShare is growing so fast. Find out more. They're super easy to talk to. All you have to do is call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-B-I-B-L-E, 833-34-BIBLE.
Saying they're still fine-tuning the language of the bill, Democrats have delayed a vote on a measure that would condemn anti-Semitism. Here's USA Radio's Tim Berg.
This all stems from comments made by Minnesota Democrat Ilhan Omar, who said that pro-Israel groups are using political donations to influence U.S. policy in the Middle East. Republican Congressman Steve Scalise of Louisiana on the bill.
Everybody's entitled to their own beliefs, but if you want to sit on the Foreign Affairs Committee and objectively look at and help set the foreign policy of the United States of America, you shouldn't have anti-Semitic beliefs.
Indiana State Police say at least 21 people, including 19 high school students, were injured when a school bus crashed into a dump truck in Indiana, about 45 minutes west of Cincinnati this morning. Those who were injured have broken bones, but are all expected to live. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
R&B singer R. Kelly emotionally denying sexual abuse allegations in a morning interview today, saying that he's blaming social media for starting and perpetuating this latest round of allegations against him.
Any girl that I had a relationship in the past that it just didn't work out, she can come and say the same exact thing.
Kelly, whose real name is Robert Kelly, spoke on CBS's This Morning after being charged last month with 10 counts of aggravated sexual abuse involving four victims, three of them being minors. That after Kelly had to deny sexual misconduct back in 2008 when he was acquitted of child pornography charges over a video that prosecutors claimed showed him having sex with a girl of about age 13. All passengers and crew on a Virgin Atlantic flight that traveled from Barbados to London are now being quarantined, as the airline says all are under medical assessment because of some widespread illness on board. And Family Dollar stores are going to close 390 locations across the nation this year in an effort to revamp the business. The discount chain bought by Dollar Tree in 2015. The company now facing intense pressure from investors to sell or revitalize their business model. Remember, you can find us online anytime. We're at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.